こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、マタニティハラスメントへの対策として、厚生労働省は妊娠や出産、復職などから1年以内の降格や契約打ち切りを違法とみなすことを公表しました。マタハラ白書によると、妊娠をきっかけに同僚女性たちから無視される、部署移動の際に1年間は絶対妊娠するなと言われる、育児休暇を取れないなど、被害の種類は様々です。また勇気を出して社内で被害を報告した被害者に対して、上司や人事部が対応をせず放置したり、わがまま、権利を振りかざしているなど、心ない言葉をかける人がいることも問題となっています。さらに育児に参加している男性も、育児休暇を取れない、取れても嫌味を言われるなど、嫌がらせを受けるケースが報告されています。
In a recent government push to address maternity harassment issues in Japan, the Ministry of Labor has made it illegal to demote or dismiss pregnant workers and new mothers. The rule will ban such treatment within a year of the worker revealing her pregnancy, within a year after childbirth, and within a year of her returning to work.According to the Matahara Maternity Harassment Report, women at the workplace are often told not to become pregnant, are unable to take maternity leave, and in some cases are mistreated by their peers following pregnancy. And for those who do come forward about being mistreated, HR departments are often uncooperative. The issue also extends to men who try to be involved in taking care of their children.They are typically not granted child care leave, and if they are, it often becomes a problem in the workplace.
そう、マタハラってやばいよね、本当に。
じゃない? Especially here. Especially in Japan.
なんかさ、おめでたいことじゃん、すごい。それをさ、おめでとうってならないでさ、わ、マジ迷惑みたいになるってことでしょ。
Yeah.
まあだから、なんかね、そのマタハラ白書にも出てたんだけど、そのまあマタハラが起きやすい仕事現場っていうのは、だいたいこう残業時間がすごい、もともとだからみんなが忙しくて人手が足りてない、
うん、
中で妊娠した人が出てくると、今でさえ人が足りないのになんてことしてくれるんだみたいな感じで、
yeah.
やっぱりこう怒りとか嫌がらせとかにつながっちゃうんだけど、それっていうのはさ、その妊娠した女性のせいじゃなくて、ちゃんと人員を確保してない会社のせいなわけじゃん、
yeah.
だからね、その女性に怒ってもしょうがないんだけどね。
Well, I mean, it does affect other people at the workplace, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. でもお互い様だからね。
Yeah, but and people wonder why the birth rate is so low.
そうなの。そうだからお母さん。
The answer is right here.
そうだからお母さんとかお父さんとか赤ちゃんに優しくないっていうことは、やっぱり産みたくなくなる環境を作り出してるっていうわけで、それは少子化にも。なりますわって感じだよね。
いや、
なんか でしかも少子化になっていくと、こう年金制度も崩壊していくから、結局困る、自分たちの子供とか孫とか困るんだけどね。
Do you think this is the right move? Do you think that there's other things that should be done as well as this? I think there's definitely a problem with the culture that needs to change.
Yeah, I think it'sなんかエデュケーションが必要だと思う。なんかもう悲しいことだけど、こんな何政府とかエデュケーションとかに言われないとね、この嫌がらせしちゃうっていうのは悲しいけど、でもなんか優先順位がおかしくなってるじゃん、やっぱり、
yeah.
こう仕事に穴を開けることがもう最大の悪いこと、mm. で妊婦に悪いこと、悪口言ったりするのはそれよりも悪くないみたいな。
Yeah, what do you think is the origin of this? Like, how did it become this way? It wasn't always this way, was it?
多分なんか忙しすぎるんだと思うよ。
You think just the long hour, just the overworking, the work-obsessed culture generally has caused this?
それが一つと、まあ、少子化が進んでいくにつれて、自分の周りに子供がいる人が単純に少ないわけじゃん。だからその妊婦だったり子供がいる人へ の, なんていうの想像力が働かないから、ただただ迷惑みたいに思っちゃって、全然こう共感してあげられないっていうのもあると思うけどね。
I think the work culture is a problem, but I think there's also a problem. I think some of it originates from just gender inequality, just the way that pregnancy is viewed.
It's just a,
you know, it's a problem that women have that men who are trying to get shit done, you know, it's like, we don't have time for this.
そう、なんか女の人がやっぱり妊娠して出産するっていうことがいいことじゃん。ポジティブなことなのに。
If men got pregnant too, I don't think this would be an issue.
そうね、そうそうそう。だから、そう、女性がその出産ができるってことはすごいいいことだし、おめでたいことなんだけど、それがなんか、そのフィーチャー、その出産っていう機能が迷惑みたいな風に取られちゃうとね、やっぱりそうなっちゃう。でも確かにね、やっぱ仕事しててすっごい忙しいところ、もう残業とか多くて夜中まで働いてとかだと、優先順位がおかしくなってちょっと性格悪くなるっていうのはあると思う。私もそうだったもん、絶対なんかちょっとしたことでももうすごいイライラしてインターンに怒っちゃうとか、なんかなんていうの、そので、それがやっぱりどんどん加速していくとさ、こう早く帰っちゃダメとかになるわけじゃん、新入社員に。
Yeah.
なんでお前早く帰ってるんだって言っちゃうおじさんになっちゃうわけじゃん。
yeah.
だからね。
And you want to congratulate someone who, is going to have a child, but also I think society as a whole should be more appreciative of that. It's not just for、ね、that person, because そうそうそう、 when someone's having a child, that child becomes a member of society, a productive そうそう、 member of society, and all of us were born once.
そうなの。
You know,
そうそう、
don't forget how you got here.
ね。
And what if we just, if we all just, if nobody has kids and we all work, that doesn't work either. So there's just a lack of understanding as to what bringing a child into this world really means.
なんかさ、子供がすごい好きとか、お母さんとかね、こう働く女性に対して優しい気持ちで、サポートしようっていうのが無理な人もいるじゃん、多分もう子供嫌いとかさ、なんかもう女うざいみたいな。で、
yeah.
そういう人だとしても、なんていうの、結構 selfish な考え方、そういう年金がとかさ、今後介護する人が足りてないわけだから、自分がじゃあおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになった時に若者に介護してもらわなくちゃいけないわけだから、若者がいないと困るじゃんっていうさ、なんかそっちでもいいよね別に。
yeah.
そういうなんか selfish な理由でもいいけど、とりあえず怖いよね、なんかこんな。
It's small thinking too. And there's this idea like where society is kind of appreciative of sarariman. It's like you're like the samurai of this generation. Like you make Japan strong.
Yeah.
You build these things and have innovative ideas or whatever. Make the economy grow. But having children is very important as well. And they're not getting the same appreciation as the salaryman.
Yeah.
What? There's.
そうだね。
It's like a huge gap between how the two are perceived in society.
そうだね。
But what's really more important right now in this country? They're equally important.
Yeah. そうだね。だからお互いこう尊重して、リスペクトしてできればいいんだけどね。だから子供欲しい人も欲しくない人も、ね、男性も女性もあんまり関係なく。なんかしかも、大変なのはこの、じゃあ妊娠しました、子供を産みますって言って、それによってクビになっちゃう人がまあいるから、こういう例があるわけじゃん。でクビになっちゃうと、その子供を待機児童に今リストに載ってる人もそのリストから外されちゃうんだって。そうするとまた一からやり直しで、その間に転職活動もしなくちゃいけないわけじゃん。だからもうなんていうの、本当負のスパイラルみたいな。もうそっからどうやって、ね、仕事もないし子供はいるしどうしようみたいになっちゃうじゃん。だから
なんか It's fucked up.
ねえ、なんかこういう大人になりたくないよね。なんかその妊婦とかに意地悪言うとか最悪じゃん。
Yeah.
なんかそう、やだ、悲しくなっちゃう。次、中国では中高年女性が広場や公園で集団ダンスを楽しむ習慣がありますが、騒音問題などで近隣住民との衝突が起きているとして、政府はダンスの種類や演奏される曲に関するガイドラインを発表しました。ガイドラインでは全国統一となる12種類のダンスを紹介し、時間帯や音楽のボリュームについても言及します。 この政府公認のダンスは今後数ヶ月間にわたり600人以上の指導教官によって周知徹底されます。この踊るおばちゃんたちは中国全土で何百万人規模で存在するということです。
Officials in China are introducing guidelines intended to regulate square dancing, an activity wildly popular with older women in China. The guideline introduction follows a series of conflicts the dancers have had with local communities that are complaining of noise and other nuisances. The guidelines specify 12 dance routines approved by the government, as well as permissible times and music volume. The government has designated over 600 dance leaders to help teach and supervise the activities across the country. There are thought to be millions of these square dancing enthusiasts across the country.
やっぱ人口が多い国は違うよね。このおばちゃんたちが何百万人ってすごくない？
I've never heard of this in my life. Did you know that this was happening on this scale in China?
何百万人とは思わなかったけど、でも確かに日本以外のアジアの国、まあ、例えばタイとか、まあ、中国もそうだけど、こういうなんていうの、広場でみんなが集まってなんかタイチーっていうんだっけ、太極拳みたいなの練習してたりとか、
yeah.
そのなんてでなんかお金取るとかじゃなくてもみんなで集まって一緒にラジオ体操的なノリ、
うん、
でやってたりとか、タイとかだとさ結構テンポみたいなちっちゃいのがいっぱいあって、もうその辺のおばちゃんとかおじちゃんが集まってなんかお祈り一緒にしてたりみたいなさ、うん、結構なんていうのそういう可愛いよね。でもなんかみんなでなんかやろうみたいな近所の人たちで
I've seen it near 代々木公園。
ああ代々木公園もたまに、ああそうだね。でも、
yeah.
代々木公園なんか日本とかだとさ結構知り合い同士でやってるじゃん、
うん、
ほとんど。でもこういうのはもうなんていうの、全然知らない人もウェルカムみたいなさやつでしょ。でもさこのさ政府公認のダンスっていうのがなんか分かんない、面白い。
If I go to China, can I just show up and join?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
I think so. I don't know.
I guess I have to learn the officialDance routine.
ね、なんかさ、政府がさ、ダンスの振り付けを考えるって面白いよね。
Yeah, tax dollars are being used on producing specific dance routines.
ね、まあ時間帯とか音楽のボリュームについてアドバイスするっていうのはまあわかるんだけど、なんか。
Do you know what the music is?
No, I have no idea.
What kind of music are they playing?
わかんない。なんか本当このニュース謎すぎてさ面白いよね。でもなんかそう、でもこの近隣住民との衝突っていうのがすごいなんか激化してる地域があるらしくて、なんか近隣住民がおばちゃんたちに排泄物を浴びせかけたりとかしてんだって。
Jesus.
そうすごい、 It's so intense. だから、まあ、政府が対応しなくちゃいけないと思っちゃったんだろうね、多分。
Yeah.Some people are gonna get seriously hurt if it...
まあでも日本のラジオ体操もさ結構謎だよね。
Yeah,
it's pretty weird. しかも2種類あるじゃん、2種類でさ、いつもなんかあの音声がさ、今の小学生とかもっと CD とかなのか、なんかうちらの時カセットテープでめっちゃなんかもう音質悪くなってんの、擦り切れてて、
mm.
でなんかすごい古臭いさ、なんていうの、なんか声の感じっていうか、わかる、なんかやったことあるラジオ体操。
Yeah, I was, when I was volunteering in Tohoku, we did it every day.
Okay.
There was like some, like, Anpanman version of it.
What?
I don't know, they have some weird dialect up there in Tohoku. So all the Rajio Taiso is like completely different. Like, the words they say. It's online somewhere. I saw it.
Rajio Taiso no...男の人がなまってるってこと。
the numbers are they say it all differently.
あ、1,2,3,4 とかじゃないってこと。
全然違う。
え
It's like weird.
どういうこと。え、でも音楽は一緒なの。てんてんてんてんてんてんってやつ。
I don't remember it at all. It was bizarre.
そう、ラジオ体操とあとあれね、ソーラン節とかさ、
うん、
ああいうなんていうの、まあ、あれは伝統的なやつだよねきっと、
うん、
そう、あの阿波踊りとか、
yeah.
あ、だから日本もあるね、お祭りの時はやるよね、阿波踊りと盆踊りとか。
Yeah, yeah, actually Japan does do that stuff.
うん、楽しいよね、阿波踊りとか。あとなんだっけこれ、これは土壌すくいか、あれは踊りじゃないのか。 わかんない、なんかさ、ひょっとこみたいなお面かぶってさ、こうなんか土壌をすくこのなんか変な網みたいなの持ってさ、こういう動き。
I like this one though.
何それ何？
I don't know what it's called, but it looks like they're throwing something over there.
なんかこういうやつ、これ阿波踊りだよね。
I don't know. It's all confusing. でも
さ、結構さ、ぼんぼりがついてて、こう円になってずっとぐるぐるさやるじゃん、盆踊りとか浴衣着て楽しいよね。そっか、日本でも
やるか。 I just have to look at people around me. Like I don't know.
あ、私も私もラジオ体操ぐらいはまだギリギリ覚えてるかもしれないけど、夏休みとかにさ、やっぱ小学校の時公園に行ってラジオ体操するとスタンプもらえるみたいなさ。
I think it's really effective actually for like construction workers and even office workers I think should do ラジオ体操. It's good to move the body around that way and get warmed up and it wakes you up too. But if you have to do any sort of like physical labor,
yeah.
If you don't warm up at all, like the odds of you hurting yourself are much higher.
確かにね。なんかでも日本の会社だとやってるとこあるよね、朝朝礼の時にラジオ体操みたいな。
I haven't seen it recently, but
まだでもきっとすごいドメなとこはやってるはず。懐かしいね、なんかラジオ体操とか。次、アマゾンがアマゾンダッシュボタンというガムのパッケージほどの大きさのデバイスを発表しました。このボタンを押すだけで特定の日用品を購入できます。最初は洗剤、ジュース、コーヒー、ヒゲ剃り、ベビーフード、マカロニ&チーズなど18種類の商品からスタートします。ボタンを押すと注文完了のメール通知が来て、30分以内ならキャンセルも可能です。さらにアマゾンは各メーカーと提携し、このダッシュサービスをプリンター、浄水器、洗濯機に組み込むことで、例えば浄水器のフィルター交換時期が来ると自動で新しいものが注文され家に届きます。ボタンは無料で提供され、電池は何年も持つそうです。現時点では招待制で顧客に提供されています。
Amazon has introduced a device called the Amazon Dash buttonwhich customers can use to reorder products. The button is about the size of a pack of gum and is intended to be a physical version of the one-click reordering feature on their online retail site. Pushing the button will allow customers to instantly reorder one of 18 categories of products, including detergent, juice, coffee, razors, baby food, and macaroni and cheese. Once the button is pressed, an order confirmation email is sent and the order can be canceled within 30 minutes.Amazon is also working with makers of printers, water purifiers, and other products in order to automate periodic deliveries. The device is free, and the battery is expected to last for years. Currently, it is only being offered on an invitational basis.
そう、この18種類の日用品の中にさ、マッキンチーズが入ってることがすごいアメリカっぽいよね。
Yeah, you push that button and say goodbye to your health.
Yeah, どんだけマカロニ&チーズ好きなんだよっていう。そう、でもなんか一応初期設定ではこうボタンをなんていうの、ガーっていっぱい押しちゃっても1日それは1個までしか注文されないっていう風になってるらしい。じゃないと子供とかがさ、ね、遊んじゃってガーって押しちゃったら何百個とか家に来ることになっちゃうから、
yeah.
そういうのは一応回避できるようになってるんだって。
This is something out of the future.
ね、
Some sort of sick dystopian future where people are fat and lazy and obsessed with consumerism.
そうだよね。そう、なんかボタンは可愛いんだけどね、その商品のロゴがついてて。
So how does
ちっちゃい、
So it's connected to Wi-Fi? Is that how it works?
I think so.
It must be, right? It's not sending a signal to a satellite or something crazy.
No, I don't think so. でも画面とかがあるわけじゃなくて、本当にそのなんだろう、例えば洗剤だったら Tide じゃん。 Tide って書いロゴが書いてあって、その横に丸いボタンがついてるだけなの。だから本当に押すだけ。 That's it.
This is weird. It's weird. It's like the it's the opposite of the way thingshave been going, where buttons are all virtual. You know, we click things in a virtual space.
そうそう。
We don't really click real buttons anymore.
そう。
Right?
でも確かになんか、なんだろうな、ペーパータオルとか、 そういうキッチン系の消耗品ですぐなくなっちゃうものは冷蔵庫にその注文ボタンがついてたらすごい便利かもと思う。
It does get you off the computer a little bit.
そうそうそう。
Right?
そうだよね。うん。あとなんか余計なものを買っちゃうリスクが減るよね。だからアマゾン的にはどうか分かんないけど、
right.
そのやっぱアマゾン行くとさ、なんか送料とかこう箱とかがもったいないから、なるべくいろんなものを今買っちゃおうと思うじゃん。そうするとなんか合わせ買い対象とか、I love 合わせ買い対象。Do you know that?、Mm.
Yeah.
なんか何千円以上買う人だけにこのティッシュの箱を何百円でみたいな超安いやつ、mm. あれとかを絶対入れちゃうのね、カートに。だからこのボタンになってればそれができないから、ある意味いいかもしれない。
Yeah, I'm just fascinated with this idea of taking things out of the virtual space、
mm.
because we've been doing the opposite for so longIt's like, what can we do online? What can we do online? We just add more and more things online.
まあね。
So now it's like, anytime you need to do something, it's like, oh, I need to go onto my computer.
まあでもこれも Wi-Fi につながってるから、バーチャルといえばバーチャルだけどね。
Yeah, but you're getting away from having to interact with that virtual space with your eyes. You're doing it with your finger instead.
Yeah.
I want to do more things with my hands. How soft and weak are our hands now? Like people's, like farmers' hands are tough.
Yeah.
And have calluses and they're strong. And if you like shake their hand, they'll probably just crush your hand in a second.
So
we've gotten so, we're turning into the gray aliens with the big heads and the skinny bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if pushing buttons are going to help.
Are we turning gray? Yeah.
I think we're turning gray. We're turning pale at least.
Are we? I don't know.
We are.
It depends.
If you spent time outside, you wouldn't be as pale.
まあね。
Yeah.
It depends on your job, I guess. このボタン欲しい？何だったら欲しい？
I don't know. I think I'd want one button that... I don't know if I... No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
なんかトイレットペーパーとかね、なんか知らないうちにな くなりそうになっちゃってる時とかあるじゃん。
But I want everything to be packaged together as much as possible. I hate the idea of a truck driving around to bring me toilet paper. Like one item. Like one item.
それは
そうだね。 And then I have a box.For one item.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want like 12 things in one box with one trip. Otherwise, you know, I think about like how wasteful that might be, you know, to have like you order a toothbrush on Amazon and it's like being shipped from some warehouse somewhere. And the toothbrush was made in like Bangladesh by, by children.I don't know.
何？まあね、そうでも、you know? あの、そうね、だからたまにこう、ちゃんと何屋さんの何みたいな。なんていうの？だから、大手のスーパーにで全部一気に買うんじゃなくて、薬局で買わない薬局、なんか野菜は八百屋さんとかさ、やるとちょっとめんどくさいけど、その方がすがすがしいはすがすがしいよね。
I don't like stores either because I think stores are also inefficient because of the stocking and things expire and they have to hire employees to maintain the store. Like stores are really inefficient as well. I just think
you want to grow them?
No, like, when I order something, I want as many things to come together at once to minimize
of course.
The transportation and stuff.
そうだ、ダンボールがすごいことになっちゃうもんね。あれ、ダンボールじゃなくできればいいんだけど、なかなか難しいんだろうね、きっと。積み上げたりしなきゃいけない。
It's becoming an era where people everywhere, in all locations in cities like this, are ordering things and things are being delivered constantly.
Yeah.
We might as well just have it set up the same way, like water comes out of your faucet and you have gas lines, right?
Yeah.
Just if we had one more line that was like a vacuum
shooter
tube.
Shooter みたいなやつ。
You know the vacuum tube things?
Yeah. シュッてくるやつでしょ、like、あのラブホのお金の受け渡しみたいなやつでしょ
詳しいね。それ。 but like larger, and it can deliver anything.
Yeah.
Super efficient, like pneumatic delivery system. That way we don't have trucks, and we don't have, it would just be like a large pipe underground that that uses air pressure or whatever.
Okay.
Maglev, whatever, to deliver products in a highly efficient way. And then we can bypass stores and the stocking and the space that stores take up, the land space, the construction materials for the actual store itself, the employees there, and et cetera.
なんかうちはね、いつも同じ黒猫ヤマトのお兄さんが来るのね。なんかラルクアンシールみたいな感じのお兄さんが来るわけよ。それで、あの、いつもなんかマンションで担当になってるから、そのマンション全部をその人が担当してる。からそういう意味では一軒家とかを一個一個回るよりは黒猫山田のお兄さんにとってはエフィシェントなのかなと思うよね。そういう大きいマンションだと、You know what I mean?
Yeah.
でなんか obviously he remembers my face right now. So like なんか1階とかで会ったりすると、あ、今日荷物ありますよみたいな言われるみたいな。
Yeah, he could even be employed by the mansion to deliver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so だね. So だね.
Yeah, logistics are, it's an interesting thing.
なんかあれだよね。ドローンのやつさ、ドローンデリバリーのやつさ、アメリカで全然認可下りないからカナダでやりますみたいな。なんかヘッドライン見た。
Well, in Canada, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know if you want a bunch of drones flying around with stuff.
ね、なんかハエみたいでいっぱいいたらそれはそれでうざそう。It's like, oh god.
Yeah, you go outside and it's just like,
ね、ハエた時みたいなやつガッて落としたくなりそう。Right?
Yeah. And you'll have like a drone will crash into another drone or
drone accidents.
Yeah, you'll order a ring or something and like an eagle will snatch it.
What?
Attack the drone. I don't know. They have eagles in Canada.
Oh, Canada, ne? Ah, so, ne? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. でもオンラインショッピングっていうのがここまで普及するしたっていうのもすごいよね。この短期間でさ、昔やっぱなんかちょっとそういうフェーズあったじゃん。なんかオンラインで物買うのちょっと怖いみたいな。なんか騙されそうとか物が届かなかったらどうするとか。ね、なんか来てみて気に入らなかったらどうしようとかなんかいろいろあったじゃん。
There's still problems though. Like I ordered underwear,
yeah,
下着、on Amazon,
yeah,
and I didn't realize it was like it showed up and it was really tiny. It was really tiny.
Okay.
So
服はね。
So the size is like hard to understand.
So, むずい。
Like, 確かに。I get confused with like American sizes or European sizes,
そうそう、
Japanese sizes, and what does L mean? What does M mean? I don't.
It's むずいよね。
Very difficult.
So,
and you can't tell from the picture.
しかも、
so I have some like 子供用 like 下着 in my apartment now. I feel like a
pedophile.
Yeah, like
やばい。
It's like, what do I do with these?
そうでも分かる。なんかイギリスの XS とアメリカの XS 違うじゃん。なんかそういうなんて意外とでブランドによっても違うし、なんかきつめのブランドとちょっと緩めの同じ XS でも、だから同じブランドでずっと買ってる場合はいいけど、そうじゃないとたまにこうあるね、そういうのちっちゃすぎるとか。
Yeah, especially Yeah, I order stuff that's XL and it's too small all the time.
最近なんかでも洋服のサイトだとこういろ人のレビューが書いてあってそこに、
でそのサイズ合ってるか、
そう True Size ってやつ、あれすごい助かる、みんながなんかでかすぎたとか言ってると、あ、じゃあちっちゃめにしようかな。
But then there'll be like two or three people that are like the size is way off.
そうね。
And it's like, wow,
難しいよね。
Who do I trust?
Yeah.
Now I'm trusting some stranger
Yeah.
And then you're looking at like how many people said that the review is helpful. So now you're like, it's turned into some sort of an investigation.
そうね。
Whereas if you were at a store, it would just be like, no, this won't fit. Like, oh, this might fit. I'm going to go try it on. And maybe it's the right size, but it fits weird.
Yeah.
Like, like my thighs are like big, so I get stuck in pants.
Ah, そういうこと?
Yeah, so.
Ah, どこに合わせればいいかっていうことでしょう。私もそうだよ、ジーンズ。だから日本で買おうとするとお尻がでかい。なんかお尻に合わせると足が緩いし、足に合わせるとお尻が入んないし、
yeah.
みたいな。だからアメリカのやつを買うしかないんだけど、そうすると今度は背がちっちゃいから
長い
丈が、うん、だからあの最近そのプティとかショートピープル用のパンツとか売ってるのね、アメリカ行くと。だからそれを買ってる。
And it gets into all this weird terminology like straight, relaxed, boot cut, like, it's like what the fuck are we like what is this is like、
ね、
a, I don't speak this language.
Yeah, 超あるもんね種類。
Yeah.
はい、次。
A new paper, a new,、I guess a paper, by linguistic researchers at MIT's linguistic department has suggested that language used by early humans between 50,000 and 100,000 years ago developed abruptly rather than as a gradual progression from a kind of proto-language as generally accepted by scholars. The hierarchical complexity found in present-day language is likely to have been present in human language since its emergence, according to Shigeru Miyagawa. Miyagawa argues that single words have traces of syntax that suggest that they are descended from an older syntax-laden system, an older syntax-laden system as opposed to grunts and simple sounds. Furthermore, Miyagawa suggests that early humans successfully integrated an expressive layer of language, such as birdsong, with a lexical layer of language, such as alarm calls, and that once these two layers were merged, language would have essentially have had all of the characteristics of modern-day language.
MIT の言語学者のチームが5万年から10万年前に人類が話していた未熟な言語がある時点で急激に発達した可能性があることを発見しました。チームを率いた宮川茂教授は以下のように述べています。私たちが今使っている言語には簡素な表現から複雑なものまで入り混じっていますが、これは言語が発明された頃から存在した可能性が高いと思われます。単語を見ていくと、その単語が誕生した際に文法や語順が存在した痕跡があり、うめき声や音だけでコミュニケーションを図っていたわけではないことがわかります。さらに初期の人類は言語の中に叫びや短い罵りなど本能的に発する言葉と、相手に的確に物事を伝えるための語彙的な表現をの2種類を組み合わせており、これは現代の言語でも変わっていません。だから、とかだけじゃなくてちゃんと喋ってたってことでしょ。
いや、
失礼だよね。だからそう考えてそう思ってたことが。
They don't know. You know, we don't have any evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
And we likely will never know.、
Mm.
The consensus is that early humans were grunting and pointing and that gradually became more and more complicated、over many hundreds if not, well, over many thousands of years probably、and eventually it reached the current level of complexity、but this Miyagawa-san is suggesting that that's not the case、and that rather the expressive layer、like birds or dogs barking or just general noise making、that's an expression of how someone or some animal feels、or the sound they want to make、combined with the lexical layer, which is language that has meaning,
right,
such as an alarm call, like if a chimpanzee freaks out and starts screeching in a particular way, it would alert other chimpanzees that shit is about to go down.
Yeah. そうだね。
And then, so you would have different screeches or different sounds、would mean different things.、Whereas when a dog barks, it always means basically the same thing.
Really?
Well, I don't know if dogs are a good example because they're domesticated and they interact with humans.
Mm.
But wild animals, when they make sounds like a pig or whatever, pigs also sort of domesticated. Name a random porcupine.
Frogs?
Yeah, frogs. Frogs, when they croak, that doesn't mean shit. So that's just that's within the expressive. That's expressive language. I mean, language is a stretch, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's an expressive sound.
Yeah.
So as soon as a word could be associated with a particular meaning, then that became the lexical layer of language.
なんかその言語の成り立ちとか考えると面白いよね。最初にこの言葉考えた人誰だよみたいな変な言葉とかあるじゃん。なんか私子供の時チューブラリンっていう言葉が不思議すぎてなんかチューブラリンってさ本当にチューブラリンって感じするじゃん。なんかブラリンってわかる、うん、なんかこれ考えた人すごいみたいな。
Well, Japanese is really interesting because so much ofThere's so much onomatopoeia in Japanese.
Yeah.
More than... I mean, I'm not... I don't know that much about a bunch of other languages, but as far as I know, Japanese has way more onomatopoeia than other languages. And it's not just the sound. Sometimes the sound is associated with a feeling or a texture or a...
もじゃもじゃ
like the thing doesn't make noise, but if you felt it, it would.
ザラザラとかね。
It would be like a sound that you. I don't know, like ふわふわ like that doesn't have a sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it feels like that.、うん、if that makes sense.
そしてそれがさ、漫画読むときとかにはすごい活かされてるよね。
Yeah.
ガーンとかバーンとかさ、そういうのもそうだけど、なんかアメリカのさ、てか英語のさ、そのバーンとか、なんかそういう。
Pow.
そう意味が分かんない。そう意味が分かんないじゃん。なんか、
yeah.
どっから来たの？何あれ
？I don't know. Tone deaf. I don't know what it is.
なんかいつも合ってないよね。全然しっくり来ない。来た試しがない。
Like a gun is bang.
まあ bang はいいよ。でもなんかそう pow もちょっと分かんないし、他のそういうなんか衝撃の時の音？
Yeah.
絶対おかしいよ。あのそういう大人向けのグラフィックノベルとか読んでても、うん、なんか全然伝わってこないのどういう音だったか。
There's words that aren't considered onomatopoeia but have onomatopoeistic, is that a word? like a feel to them, like to slam a door. The word slam
そうだね。
is kind of onomatopoeia-ish、
ねうん、
right?
うん、イメージだけどね。
Yeah.
Yeah.そうだね。言語のなんかその一個一個なんかよく考えてると頭おかしくなりそうになるけど、だから例えばウニをさウニって呼んだ人を最初に、
うん、
なんかなんでウニなんだろうみたいな、わかる？なんか思わない？不思議じゃない？
I don't really know。
とか水とかもさ、なんでそうやって呼ぶことにしたんだろうみたいな。
I don't know。
猫とか超猫っぽいじゃん。
Is it?
うん。だからそうやってあまりにもしっくりきてると、やっぱり他の言語が入ってきてもそっちが全然入ってこないんだよね。なんかナスとかってさ超ナスっぽすぎて、エッグプラントって言われてもなんか全然ナスの感じしない。わ、かる？なんか。
いや。いや。
なんか。
Yeah, there are things that have.Words for them that are seem like 合わない。
そう、絶対 eggplant か私結構本当に意味わかんない。
Well, it's very
まあ日本のナスってエッグの形してないじゃん、そもそもこう長いじゃん、
うん、
丸くないから、それもある、それも絶対あるよね。
うん。
でもなんかどこがだよみたいな。
Yeah, one thing that's interesting about language is when it comes to certain thingsOur language is very, very basic. We think of our language as being complex. You know, when we talk about, I don't know, the way things work, like mechanical things or any sort of academic subject is we have very complex language for.
Mm.
But when it comes to emotions,
yeah,
our the capabilities of our language, our ability to express ourselves is so limited when it comes to emotions. There is a huge, huge spectrum of emotions that we experience, that everyone experiences, but we have almost no words for to anchor any of these emotions in meaning or to communicate them to other people. It's like, I like you, or I don't like you, or I feel weird.
急に
or I,
そうね。なんかすごい。
I feel lonely, or it's so rudimentary compared to the way that we are able to describe other things, even abstract concepts.
I think our emotions are just way too complicated, じゃない? To try to describe in like one sentence. Like you can say I'm angry, but like,
but
どれぐらいのレベルの anger かっていうの?
You know, when you want to explain emotion, you have to tell a story.
Yeah.
Right?
そうね. Yeah.
We don't have the words to refer to any particular emotion.
Right.
It's like we tell a story and the emotion is implied.
そうだね。
Right? Mm. And if the person listening to the story doesn't react the same way or doesn't get into the story, then they do not know what the emotion is that you're trying to communicate.
そうだね。だからジェネリックな意味での指標がないからね。だからこの、なんていうの?あ、浮気された時ぐらいのムカつきだわとかそういう言い方しないじゃん。なんか、
But even ぐらい is wrong because it's not an extent.
ジェネリックにできないからね。
It's a different emotion.
いや。他のことはやっぱそうやって言えるじゃん。こんぐらいのなんとか。なんか
yeah, it's all...
まあ痛みとかはそうじゃない?こうハンマーで頭を殴られるような痛みとかはあるけど。
Yeah, but and that's telling a story.
Right.
In order to express a degree.
Mm.
Of just pain, which isn't even an emotion, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's even hard to have a conversation about it. That's how bad it is.
そうだね。そうね。
It's like when it comes to talking about your emotions, it's the level of pictographs. It's no different than cave paintings when we talk about emotion.
Yeah.
We're all the way back to caveman level.
まあ、エクスペリエンスしないとわからないもんね。その個人個人のその場その場のエモーションっていうのはさ、こう説明してちゃんと理解できるわけじゃないもんね。Interesting. 宮川茂教授。
Yeah. Also, what's interesting is this something called glossolalia.
Okay.
Which is speaking.But without meaning, in order to convey a feeling.
Ah, とかってこと?
That would be, I guess that's an example. But glossolalia is like speaking in tongues almost, just making sounds, like making weird, incomprehensible sounds. Maybe a series of sounds. You could make a sentence long series of sounds that don't have any.Meaning, but the way that you say those sounds, it's like the way that someone sings a song can convey
そういうこと?
an emotion. Right?
Okay. Tone ってこと?
Can you
give an example?
Tone. I'd rather not.
Why?
Well, you have to have the emotion to do it, otherwise, it wouldn't convey the.
Ah, だから怒ってる時の要はグランツとかってこと?みたいなこと?
Yeah, I guess so. That would sort of be an example of it. One thing that would, that I think should have been incorporated into this paper is body language. You know, what was the role of body language in the development of language early on?
Right.
You know, how did that fit in to this? Because certainly body language seems like body language would have played a larger role early on.
まあ動物とかとねコミュニケートするときはそう今もそうじゃない。こう、
yeah.
自分の動きを見てもらうしかないから。
Yeah. Or like eye contact with animals is interesting.
Yeah.
Because animals are generally intimidated by eye contact.
Mm.
But if you like, if you have really relaxed body language, if you crouch down, if you, you know, if you're not like putting your shoulders out and trying to intimidate them, and you don't make direct eye contact, then something like a deer won't really be intimidated by you.
Mm.
But you, if you stand up tall,
right,
and
right.
you kind of scowl and you look into a deer's eyes, a deer's going to be like, oh shit,
yeah.
it's going to take off.
Yeah. まあ喧嘩売ってる状態だもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah. まあ人間同士はあんまりないよね。そういうこう目をさ、見たらもうなんか威嚇されてると思っちゃうとかはないじゃん。別になんか興味がある。
You know, there are some people that like will not break eye contact before you do.
いる。And so, もうずっとこうやってさ、ずっと目だけを見てくる人はいるよね。
Yeah, so if you look at them,And they look at you, and you look away. Maybe they'll look away. But if you look at them, and you don't look away,
yeah.
they will not look away until you do.
That's what we're doing right now to each other.
It's like, yeah.
だからこれを意識し始めると何を見ていいか分かんなくなっちゃうの私。なんかこうその話したらさ、今私何を見ればもう今目見てるけどマイケルのなんかいつ外せばいいかタイミング分かんなくなっちゃう。分かる？なんないたまに。
No. Not like
なんかたまにさ、ずっと目だけ見てくる人とかって、私は今どこを見てればいいんだろうみたいな感じになっちゃうの。
Yeah.
なんか目を見返した方がいいのか、ちょっとなんかの自分の飲み物とか。
If you think about it too much.
So it gets really awkward. It gets really weird.
And then it's like, why are you looking at your drink?
So.
Like, what does that have to do with anything?
そうだね。
But what I'm interested in like this character that we're discussing, the person that will not look away, or between like men, if a guy is staring at a guy,
okay,
and that guy stares back and neither of them break eye contact, you're gonna have a problem.
What do you mean?
You're gonna have a problem.
But if you're friends, it's okay, right?
Friends don't do that. That's
ah, club とか
if friends do that, if friends do that, it's like, okay, are we gay? Like, what is this?
Right.
But if you're not friends, and it's like someone you don't know, if you're like at a bar or you're at a club and you're staring at someone and they look at you and they're like,
what you looking at?
What are you looking at? What are you looking at is like the standard, like first line of a confrontation in a bar or something. It's like, what are you looking at? Like, do we have a problem here? And so it is like the deer. It's like animals again, because the person that looks away first, if you look away first, you're kind of a bitch.
でも What are you looking at? ってあんまり日本語で言わないからあの
Well, it's not a real question. It's
Yeah, but なんかそういう問題があんまり何それがあんまりイシューにならないと思うんだ
You think so?
うん。だから
No, I think
英語だとよくなんかまあ聞くじゃん。それ喧嘩とかさまあそうだし What you looking at? でも日本語でその何見てんだよみたいなのってそのだからなんか見られちゃいけないことをやってるときになんか見られて何見てんだよっていうのはあるけどそのただお互いを見てて何見てんだよみたいなのはあんまりこうチンピラとかはあるかもしれないけど普通の人はあの欧米ほどそういう問題には発展しない気がするんだよね
It might be, I think, yeah
なんかその
well,
そういうマッチョななんていうのWhat you looking at? みたいなことじゃなくて
There's not as much of an alpha culture here.
そうそうそう
It's kind of died off.
多分日本人の男の人同士とかだとなんか何々どうしたみたいな
But think about like bowing in Japan. Like bowing is showing someone your neck.
Yeah.
You know, that's an animal thing. It's like if you're bowing to someone, it's like, yeah, you can cut my head off right now.
まあ I trust you.
Because people used to have swords.
Yeah.
And if you're bowing that low, it's likeyou're exposing a vulnerability.
Right.
It's like if a dog comes and like shows you its tummy, it's like
Yeah.
It's like it's submitting.
あとあれじゃん、そのアメリカとかでさ、こう知らない人が目があったらにっこりするのとかもそうじゃん。そのマルティカルチャルだからあれでしょ、その敵じゃありませんよっていうのを見せるために発展したみたいな言われてるじゃん。あの文化は。 だから日本みたいにこう日本人ばっかりで島のところは別にそんなわざわざニコニコニコニコアイス振りまく必要ないから。
No one's making eye contact really in Japan or in Tokyo at least on the train or
まあ変な人みたいになっちゃう。だからそれこそ街の気な状態だよね。言わないけど。
If you're staring at someone's eyes on the train, that sends off a lot of it's a lot of red flags.
Yeah, that's kind of like socially awkward, じゃない? If you're like staring at someone's eyes.
But think about how many people are on one crowded train, and sometimes nobody is looking at anyone else's eyes in the entire car.
Sometimes, というか most of the time. I mean, 知り合い以外は、yeah.
And it's like you're not even allowed to.
Yeah, because it makes the other person super uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like, am I a target now? You know, am I...It's like if a woman's being stared at like that, she'd probably get off the train and like look behind her. It's like, I hope that guy's not following me or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, まあ、その男性が女性にやると、それはさ、確かにそういう意味で怖いよ。
Yeah.
なんか何みたいなさ。
Yeah.
嬉しくはないよね。
It's like women can't win the eye contact battle, right? Generally, they don't.
What do you mean?
If you're on a train and if a some old guy is like looking at a girl, she's uncomfortable. She can't look back and really make him uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
ああ、そうだね。Yeah, yeah, yeah, that's true. っていうかなんかすごい男の人に見られてる時にこっちも見たらこっちが興味あるって勘違いされちゃうことが多々あるから。
Yeah, it's like phone immediately.
そうそうそう。
Phone scrolling.
Yeah, なんか you're invisible っていうのを結構
Yeah.
We have to rub it into his face.
Earphones, you know? If possible.
Yeah, so we can't hear them.
And mask.
In case they talk to us.
And sunglasses.
そうそう、やっぱなんか、でも変な人の方が少ないはずだからさ、変な人を避けるためにそこまでしてるって考えるとちょっと悲しいよね。それによってさ、こう、本当はもっとクールな人たちと知り合えるかもしれないのに、少しの変人のためにそれが阻害されるっていう。
Eye contact is so weird. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's so...Loaded.
I still feel awkward talking to you right now. Like,
because you've become too aware of it.
Yeah.
It hasn't become a natural thing. And then there's the issue of like, do I look at this eye or the other? You can't look at both eyes. You have to like pick one.
そうだね。あとたまにさなんかこう、まあんまり人の目見たくない人もいるじゃん。で、その、アイコンタクトをアボイドしてる人の中にもなんかこの辺見てくる人いない?なんかおでこっていうかなんか。
But then it's like, do I have like something on my forehead?
そうそうそう。でもたまにいないなんかそういう人、あととか口とかを見てくるみたいなずっと。でなんか。
That's Edo. If you
いや女の子でもいるよ。なんか、
huh.
基本はこう目をなんとなく見てんだけど、こうよく口を見る人いるよ。
Hmm.
そうするとなんかすごい I get self-conscious. Like なんかついてるかなってそれこそ思っちゃうけど、そういうわけじゃなくて。
If a guy is looking at a girl's mouth.
まあ、それはエロい。
Immediately it's like I'm super interested.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. まあそういう時もあるだろうけど、でも、そう不思議だよね。まあしかもそれって別に教えられることじゃないじゃん。なんかここを見て話しなさい。まあ目を見て。
Nobody tells you how to do it.
Yeah. ちっちゃい時よくなんか先生の目を見て喋りなさいとかなんか言われるじゃん。でも、そんなのちっちゃい時だけだもんね。
And if you don't make eye contact, immediately you're weak and you're shy, and the other person takes control of everything.
そうだね。Yeah.
Yeah. Body language is huge.
そうね。Yeah. なんかあれある、なんか body language experts みたいなのよく出てくるじゃん。ハリウッドのニュースとか見てると。
Yeah.
わかる。なんかあれも面白いよね。なんか日本でああいうのあんま
聞かない。
そう、なんかほらこのカップル、なんか何、ブラッド・ピット and ジェニファー・アニストンとか、あここまではお互いの手の動きからしてなんかうまくいってたけど、この年からやっぱりお互いの目線とこの体の角度でうまくいってないのがわかりますねみたいなさ。I don't know,
you know
how legit it is.
Acting is controlling all of that in a convincing way, you know?
Right.
Because the body language is what really throws it off. You can say things. That's why voice acting is so much easier. Because as soon as you have to control like your body language and your posture and your movement and how fast you move, how you turn your head, the way you look at someone, you're getting down to like little micro expressions.
The voice acting の方がさ、なんか、なんていうの、自分から抜け出にくい分、そういう意味では難しそうじゃない？それも。
But if you're like a really good actor, your voice acting too, you know?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it seems like it's easier to get absorbed by the situation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's easier to manipulate your own imagination.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
That's true.
Hmm.
次. According to a new study by the University of California, Los Angeles, memories may reside within brain cells rather than synapses as originally believed. According to generally accepted neuroscience, memories are created when brain cells send chemical messages across synapses. This understanding that memories inhabit the synapses between cells has been the dominant view for more than a century. The new theory is a result of an experiment carried out by neurobiologist David Glanzman and his team at UCLA. Glanzman and his team applied electric shocks to an aplasia, creating memories. They then dosed the slug-like mollusk with a drug known as propranolol, which wiped out the synaptic connection and should have erased the memory. However, when the mollusk was exposed to a reminder of the shocks, the full memory was reinstated within 48 hours. In conclusion, the researchers speculate that memories are encoded via the alteration of cell DNA affecting how genes are expressed.
UCLA の研究で人間の記憶はシナプスではなく脳細胞内に保管されている可能性が出てきました。これまで100年以上の間、脳細胞がシナプスに信号を出すことで記憶が生成され、できた記憶はそのままシナプスに保管されていると考えられてきました。神経生物学者のデビッド・グランツマン教授のチームは、実験でアメアラシというナメクジに電気ショックを与えました。その後、薬を使って人工的にシナプスの結合を解くことで、電気ショックの記憶は完全に消えてなくなるはずでした。しかし、雨嵐に電気ショックをちらつかせると、ショックを受けた時の記憶が48時間以内に完全な状態で戻ってきました。これは記憶が細胞内の DNA に組み込まれていて、遺伝子レベルで影響を与えている可能性を示唆しています。これ来たでしょ。絶対来たでしょ、これ。マミが今までみんなにバカにされてきた、この臓器移植のさ、とかの時に記憶もちょっと移ってる時がありますみたいなやつじゃん。
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe, but still, it's not impossible anymore.
So, the problem with this is that the full memory was reinstated within 48 hours, and that 48-hour period is still within the memory reconsolidation period, where memory consolidation is still sensitive. So, it's not 100% conclusive. However, it seems likely that this is legitimate.
来た来た来た来た。それテンション上がるでしょ、マミ的にはそりゃ。
Yeah, but okay. So they're saying brain cells, rather than any cell. So they're theorizing that it's within brain cells and not just like liver cells or your eyes or whatever. However.If it's not stored chemically and it is actually within gene expression, then it could be cells other than brain cells.
Right?
It seems to me, from my understanding of this research anyways.
だからもうドグラマグラ状態で、いまだにね、あの、Amazon のうちらの T シャツとかトレーナーをクリックすると、この商品と一緒に買われているものの中にドグラマグラ入ってるからね。yeah.
Nice trivia.
すごくない?
So yeah. So in the study, they were attempting to use propranolol as a treatment or cure for PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder.
これをやっても PTSD がなくならないかもしれないってことだよね。
Well,
記憶がなくならないわけだ。
Well, pills have not been effective for treating PTSD ever.
じゃあやっぱりって感じか。
So this, this propranolol can wipe out synaptic connections, right? Well, when you recall a memory, so let's say you are a Vietnam War veteran, and you have traumatic memories from the war, they would ask you to recall some traumatic memory. And then right when you recall that traumatic memory, it triggers activity in that synapse. And for this memory reconsolidation, it's sensitive, it can be affected.
Right.
So the idea is that you recall the memory and then they administer this propranolol to wipe out the synapses, which would thereby reduce or eliminate that memory or maybe the trauma from it.
Right.
That was the idea.
But it's not effective.
So they did this experiment with the electric shocks in the aplysia, the mollusk, and wiped out the synapses.
Right.
However, it clearly retained full memory of the electric shocks, despite the synapses being wiped out.
When they say reminder of the shocks, like, do you know what exactly they did?
I don't know exactly what the reminder was, but it could be an association created with a smell or, I don't know, whatever. Some Pavlov-type connection.
And it freaked out? Kawaiso. Amerash kawaiso da yo ne. It's like, ah!
It's
not
a
again.
Mollusk. Who
not
cares?
Again. I still remember the pain.
Well, shocking it is worse.
Yeah. Well, they shocked it once, right?
Yeah.
So god. This is interesting.
So rather than changes to the DNA or gene expression, it could be stored in molecular or chemical changes. Chemical changes is the basis for body memory theory, which is the thing that you
love.
Love. Yeah.
そう、なんかだって絶対にありえないっていうのはさ、言えないじゃん、誰も。
Well, one way to think about it is, what is the most effective from an evolutionary standpoint?
Right.
That might be a better way to store memory. And synapses are changing gene expression means that memories can be retained across generations.
Yeah.
So that means a traumatic memory that you experience may affect your child. So let's say you get attacked by a woolly mammoth, and now your child has a fear of woolly mammoth inherited, like your fear of woolly mammoth. Well, it's a shitty example, but something like that.
Yeah, ゴキブリとかでしょ?
Yeah, and so that would be smarter than having no memory every time you're born.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think.
Yeah, for sure. だからやっぱほら昔ゴキブリにみんな食べられてたからそれが残ってるとかもあんながち。いつも私笑われるけど、嘘じゃないんだよ。
The evolutionary theory is that people naturally through gene variation would have some fear of something, and people who didn't would be wiped out because they didn't have that fear, rather than a fear being inherited.
Right, right, right.
Right?
でも記憶って面白くない?そのさ、なんていうの?自分が物をどこにしまったかは分かってるのに自分の記憶をどこにしまってるか自分で全然みんな知らないわけじゃん、
yeah.
なんか不思議だよね。しかもさ、なんていうの、覚えてないと思ったことを急に思い出したりとかもするじゃん。
well,
ってことはさ、
yeah, we have weird triggers for memory too, especially if you smell something.
そう、香水、昔の香水の匂い嗅いだりするとその時のことがいきなりなんか戻ってきたりとかさ、なんか
or songs, you'll hear a song and then it'll take you back toWhere you were when that song was like playing in a car when you were with a person.
とかなんか忘れてたと思ったことを実は覚えてたりした場合さ、 え、じゃあ、あの昔思い出そうとしても思い出せなかった時はまだでも脳にその記憶はあったってことじゃん、後から出てくるってことは、うん、なんで出せなかったの、なんかあまりにもコントロール効かなすぎじゃん記憶に関して。
Yeah, we can't just remember things when we want to.
Yeah,
always.
そうそうそう。
You know, I had this weird idea that if I studied while listening to Chopin, and then
you listen to Chopin,
and then when I'm about to take a test, I listen to Chopin.
Did it work?
I don't know if it worked or not. I mean, I would do well, but that was like a habit that I had to always listen to this music when I studied for like serious things. But I don't know if it worked. I just I never didn't do it and then did bad to
right.
Like I wasn't really trying to figure out whether it worked or not. It was just.
音楽ね。私はもっとあれだったあの場所、場所で覚える、なんかノートの位置、なんかあこれあのノートの右上の方に書いてあったやつとか下の方のやつだみたいなでそっから手繰り寄せるみたいな。
Yeah.
なんかそういうフィジカルななんかがあった方が分かりやすいっていうのはあるよね。
Yeah, there's methods where like you imagine that you're running down a hallway.
Okay.
And then you like jump over like a word, and then you like duck under a word, and then you turn a corner, and then there's this other word, and so you can remember like a list of things through imagining.This like an obstacle course essentially, and you remember the obstacle course in your head, and then it would allow you to remember many many things. And I knew someone that mastered this technique, and I could rattle off like 50 things, and he could recite all of them perfectly because he knew the technique.
ビジュアルと結びついてんだろうね、なんか景色と。Yeah.
So it.Wires this thing in your brain. This does something with, you know, neural pathways and whatever. And so, as long as you're on the track,
right, right,
you know what's next,
right, right, right,
and you know what the next maneuver in the obstacle course is, and that helps you like see the thing that you were supposed to remember, because words by themselves are relatively abstract.
なんかさ、これやってるといろんな人にこう単語をどうやって覚えればいいんですかとか言われるじゃん、
yeah.
でもなんか人によって違いすぎてさ、なんていうの、 work するものが、なんかなんて言っていいかいつも分かんないんだよね難しくない？何を、なんかものをどうやって覚えればいいかを人にアドバイスするって結構無理じゃない？
Well, flashcards are a fairly proven way
Yeah.
It's the most, it's very basic.
I hate it, flashcards. I never use them.
Yeah.
なんかすごい嫌いなの、あれが。なんかあれを作るのがもうめんどくさいじゃん、この、ね。フラッシュカードって言うっけ、日本語で。なんて言うんだっけ、これ。あのリングついてるやつね。
I think so. I don't know. I just bought it, recently.
I can't do it. So, I was using 普通の紙。になんか左側に英語書いて右に日本語書いて半分に折るみたいな。
Oh, yeah,
That's faster.
I do that too. とか。 And then I have like a thing that I slide.
でもそうやって覚えると結局暗記はできるけど使えないから、全然使い方が分かんないから、特に英語だとね。
Yeah, so だから for each one you should force yourself to do a little exercise.
そう、文を作るです。 あとはもうなんか簡単なのは人が使ってたところから覚えるのが一番。だからマイケルいつも ridiculous って言ってるなみたいなさ、人が使ってるのを聞いて覚えると結構すぐ定着して使えるようになるけど、紙で覚えてるとなかなか、だからテストとかではいいかもしれないけど、使うってなるとなかなかこう頭に入ってこないし、あの辞書の日本語ってさ、普段自分が使ってる日本語と違うから、それもなかなか助けにならないよね。なんか、
yeah.
あの自分が使うときになるとその日本語自体が思いつかないから英語も思いつかないみたいな。そんなんだっけ、
yeah, like, yeah, if you try to learn example sentences that a dictionary will give you, it's like, well, now you have to learn even more and you probably won't even use this sentence.
そう、だからなんか infuriating とか、例えば辞書で引いたらなんか憤りをか激しい憤りを感じるとかさ、なってるかもしれないけど、yeah. その日本語を普段言わないとさ、いくら infuriating は憤りを感じるとかって覚えても、いざ言うときにさ、めっちゃムカつくって心で思って、あ、これ英語で言おうって思ったときに infuriating が出てこないみたいな、
right.
だから それだよね。そこが結構キーだと思うけど、私はなんかめっちゃムカつくで覚えた方が意外と出てくるみたいな。
the main thing is just there's your short term memory and your long term memory are separate. They're not the same thing. And so it's all about making the jump from short term to long term. And to make the jump from short term, you have to revisit that memory.
まあそうだよね。
In order to strengthen those not synaptical connections, but whatever they are, like over and over and over at regular intervals. So at least like once every other day, you need to go over the same thing. And then after that, you can do once per week. And then after that, you can do once per month. And then it should be in your long-term memory. And you don't have to worry about it anymore. But if you do something one day, and then you take 4 days off and you do it again, you're just wasting your own time. Like you're not strengthening those whatever it is that is being done to store your memories.
そうね。あとなんかこう日本人でよく多いのはなんか何十個とか何百個とかを一気になんかいっぱい覚えないといけないと思ってやりすぎて一個も覚えられないみたいな結局。だからなんか1日1個でもゼロよりマシと思ってなんかポジティブにやった方がいいのかなと思って。
You know, this is a problem with the educational system because we're trained to pass the test and then it's like, all right, we passed the test.
そうね。
Fuck all that shit and it just disappears from your mind.
そうだよね。
Like, you ask anyone the shit that they learned for some test in school, they don't have it in their long-term memory.
ないない。
It's not there. So tests only require you to present the information from your short-term memory, which is adequate for passing a test. But to actually learn something, that doesn't work. That's not how you... The way that we've learned to learn things doesn't help us learn things when we actually want to learn those things.
だからかわいそうじゃない? やってもやってもさ、なんていうの?だから英語とかめっちゃやっても、だから受験のために何十時間も勉強するわけじゃん、みんな。そんな何十時間もやったのに喋れないってなったら、それはやる気もなくなるじゃん。嫌になるよね、そりゃ。
Of course.
That's so bad.
次。On March 15th, a U.S. Air Force F-16 fighter jet flew over Raqqa, Syria, and dropped 60,000 propaganda leaflets with images depicting young ISIS recruits being thrown into a meat grinder by members of ISIS. The leaflets were created by MISO, which stands for, or M-I-S-O, which stands for Military Information Support Operations, the Psychological Operations Unit of the U.S. Pentagon. Raqqa, Syria has been claimed as the capital of ISIS and its Islamic Caliphate. Pentagon spokesperson Colonel Stephen Warren made the following statement regarding the leaflets. The message of this leaflet is that if you allow yourself to be recruited by Daesh, which is ISIS, you will find yourself in a meat grinder. It's not beneficial to your health. The Pentagon has a history of using propaganda campaigns, but this is the first time these particular tactics have been employed against ISIS.
3月15日に米空軍が F-16 戦闘機を使って ISIS に制圧されているシリアのラッカ上空から6万枚ものチラシをばらまいていたことが分かりました。チラシには若い ISIS メンバーが ISIS の幹部によってひき肉にされている様子を描いた絵などが載っています。チラシを作成したのは米防衛省の心理作戦ユニットで、スポークスパーソンは以下のように述べています。このチラシは ISIS に入るとひき肉にされるということを伝えています。要は健康に良くないということです。米防衛省はこうしたプロパガンダをよく使用することで知られていますが、 ISIS に対して使用したのはこれが初めてです。なんか風刺画っぽいタッチの絵だよね、このチラシの絵は。
Yeah, it's dark. Makes me think that the Pentagon listens to Slipknot or something. Like it's, do you know what I mean? It's kind of like,
そうね、なんかこれを書く時点で、
headbanger, like some conflicted person drew this.
Yeah, しかもそれを6万枚もコピーしてるからね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it said they're saying F-16 in the media, but the photograph I saw was a helicopter.
Oh.
Which,
what?
And the F-16 is not a helicopter.
No.
But I don't know, maybe it was just a stock photo. Huh. Maybe they don't have a picture of it. They probably don't have a picture of it, actually.
Ah, but then, yeah, I saw a picture of a either helicopter or jet, and then なんか バッと髪が出てるやつ.
Helicopter or jet?
Yeah, I just don't really. I wasn't paying attention. I was only paying attention to the paper that was coming out from the thing. Is that the one that you saw?
Or no? The one I saw had a helicopter. If you knew if it was a
with the chirashi coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah maybe that's what I saw. But I really wasn't paying attention. Like propaganda のさ、あの第二次世界大戦の時のプロパガンダチラシあるじゃん、いっぱい。あの
leaflets too. They were dropping leaflets over Japan.
あの日本
as well, just like this.
日本に対しての敵意をこう煽るためにアメリカ軍のために作ったチラシみたいのでさ。なんかすっごいスネ夫みたいな顔をした日本人らしき人がなんかこう手をさこまねえてるっていうかこねこねしてあのででっかくあのチャイニーズフォントみたいなやつで Go ahead and please take a day off って書いてあるのねなんかそういうの見るとうわなんか
It always had like really large buck teeth
そうそうそう出っ歯で目がすごい細くて本当スネ夫
The eyes are just like
線目は線です。だから黒目白目とかじゃないみたいな。
It wasn't just posters and stuff, cartoons as well. And they were showing those cartoons for a long time. If you there's like Bugs Bunny cartoons, where Bugs Bunny is like fighting these that buck the same character like Bucktooth like
あれさ、なんでだろうね。そんな日本人ってそんな出っ歯多いんだっけ。ただブサイクなふうにしたかっただけ。
It's propaganda. It's like how China refers to Japanese people as what is it like dogs or trolls and whatnot.
Okay.
But yeah, there was
なんかいつも同じ顔なんだよね。あの面白いよね。
It's very,
ああいうのを見てるとあ昔はやっぱこういうことしたんだなと思うけど。
Well,
今も昔も変わってない。
There was internment too. They had internment camps in the United States where they took every single Japanese person, even Japanese people with American citizenship. They were all taken and locked up in these camps all across the United States. And many people died. And all Japanese people in the U.S. lost everything. They lost their businesses. They lost their homes. They lost. They were removed from their communities. One of the most shameful things that the U.S. has done to their own citizens.
Right. そうなんかさ最近思うんだけど、まあ、災害とか戦争とかをこう忘れちゃいけませんみたいな言うじゃん、まあ、日本でも言うし、アメリカでも Remember Pearl Harbor みたいな、
yeah.
パールハーバー忘れるのみたいな
Remember the internment camps, they never talk about that
そうでもなんかさ Remember その覚えてなくちゃいけないのっていうのはいかに相手に悪いことをされて傷ついたかとかっていうその恨みみたいなところではないじゃん それがあって何を学んだのかっていうのを覚えてればいいだけであってさなんていうのだから歴史問題とかもそうだけどなんかその恨みを忘れるなみたいななんかそっちなんか怒りを忘れちゃいけないとかそれだとさ別にねそれを覚えてても
anything anytime something Japan related comes up Americans like on the internet Americans immediately make it about Pearl Harbor
Yeah, so
instantly Pearl Harbor every time, no matter what it is.
そうだね。
Pearl Harbor.
まあだからアメリカはあれだよね。その本土が、まあ9/11もそうだけど。
I have friends that joke to me about Pearl Harbor when I try to say shit. It's like,
だから自分の国が攻撃されたことがあんまりないからね。それぐらいしか。だからそれがいつも例に上がっちゃうんだろうね。
Yeah.
だから。そう、まあ、そう原爆とかもそうだけどこうアメリカ人への恨みを忘れるなっていうよりかはこう原爆がいかに、ね、人類にとって良くないかっていうことを覚えてればいいわけであってさ、なんかあと災害とかもそうじゃないやっぱ見てるとすごいなんかデプレッシングなのが多すぎて I know it's depressing but like そこを強調しても何もならないからそこから何を学んだのかをもっとさ話した方がなんか今後のためにな んかもうちょっと前を向いた方が良さそうって思っちゃう。
Well, I actually think that the effects of the bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, like that, I feel like those nuclear bombings have like set a new tone about world peace.
Mm.
Japan has obviously been really outspoken about that up until recently, not so much recently, but maintaining world peace and remembering the destructive force that that people are capable of, and how horrible that was, and how we should never do something like that ever again. Mm. And will that tone last forever? I don't know, but.
でもなんかやっぱりここまでそののトーンに関しては褒めていいと思うというか、日本のその原爆に対する姿勢というかさ、そのだからアメリカに対する恨みつらみをこう前面に押し出すんじゃなくて、ただただその事実だから罪を憎んで人を憎まず的なさ、だから別にこう今そんなすごい反米感情とかがあるわけじゃないじゃん、日本マックもいっぱいあるし。
You know, it used to always be, and I was taught this in my somewhat Americanized education, that the bombing, those nuclear bombings were justified. That was a very strong opinion that pretty much every single American had for a very long time. But that has changed recently. More and more people think, or are beginning to realize, as I should say, that wasn't the right thing to do.
Mm. Well, that's never really right if you're like killing so many people and like fucking children up and everything.
They would always be like, well, land invasion would, you know, result in this many casualties, and Japan was not.
Yeah, we had to stop them.
Yeah, there's a huge debate about it all the time.
But my point is that we, なんかね、そう、前に進むためにはそういう本当罪を引く。なんか当事者はね、それはいいよ、しょうがないじゃん、怒ってもこう恨みとかあってもしょうがないけど、もう後のジェネレーションに関してはね、もうなんかいいじゃん、仲良くした方が。
Well, what do you think about these leaflets and ISIS? Do you think it's going to work? Do you think it's pointless? Do you think?
なんかこのひき肉のやつはどうかね、なんかこれ見て別に、しかもアメリカが送ってきてるってわかるじゃん。
Yeah, well, yeah, and they so it's people that like, are planning to join ISIS, I think they're aware of the risks.
Yeah.
They're aware of the fact that the U.S. is trying to kill ISIS members.
しかもポイントはさ、その ISIS とかに入らないと、とかそっちの道に走らないと暮らしていけない人たちがいるわけじゃん。Poverty がすごいから。という意味でなかなかこういうテロリストグループがなくならないっていう背景がある中でさ、そこが全く解決されないままこんなひき肉になりますよとか言って言ったところでさ、なんていうの、もともと背に腹は変えられないから、こういうテロリストグループに加担してる人たちにとってはさ、こんなのその安全なアメリカからさやってきてこんなのくれてもみたいな、逆になんかムカつきそうだけどね。
And it's a threat.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same threat tacticsand if you push, people are going to push back. I would have liked to have seen a more friendly or peace-oriented message to these people.
もうちょっとなんかデータみたいなのできなかったのかね。なんかもうちょっとさ、こう、でももうちょっとなんかこうファクトを伝え、なんかこういうショッキングな絵を見せるとかそういうことじゃなくて、なんかもうちょっとちゃんとメッセージみたいにすればよかったのにね。
I think anything would have been more effective than this. Like showing ISIS putting their members into a meat grinder.
Like, would that stop you? Like, if you're in Raqqa,
well,
like, would that...
First of all, I think most of the people there can't read. So it might be unclear what the written part of this is. And they're not going to be receptive to a threatening message from the West.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, like you're just going to find this on the ground, and it's like, well, I mean, their understanding is that civilians are being killed, and that's what ISIS is always telling them, you know?
Yeah.
If you look at the ISIS Twitters, it's always like, they killed like these people. Look how horrible the U.S. is. Look how horrible they are. And then they drop these leaflets that are like, you know, that meat grinder is the U.S. military. Like, they know that.
Right.
It's the meat grinder delivered the leaflets.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Ma.
I don't know.
I guess this
maybe something along the lines of like, we don't want to
harm you.
Like,
yeah, we're not your enemy.
You know, you can, I don't know what.
Like, I feel so bad that ISIS took over your land, みたいな. もっとなんか優しい感じ.
I don't know. It's so dark.
Like, I'm sorry this is happening.
It's so dark and intimidating. And it's like, what should I do?
まあ、この味噌の人たち。なんかしなきゃと思ったんだろうね、でも。
Yeah. I don't know.
心理作戦の人たち。
It'll be interesting to see if it has any effect.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But, you know, it's becoming more and more of this information war.
Mm.
This war of opinions and war of ideologies.
Yeah.
And the ideology is at the root of it, you know, not the violence.
Yeah. So, ne. Hi.
Yep.
終わり.
We end on a meat grinder.
Yikes. iPhone と Android で文字起こしのテキストを購入できるので、はい、アプリをダウンロードしてみてください。アプリ自体は無料です。あと引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、 質問は Twitter でしてくれると一番早いです。あと Amazon でスウェットシャツ売ってますので、ぜひ
トレーナー
ぜひイケてるやつチェックしてみてください。終わり。ね、全然関係ない話していい？
どうぞ。
なんかね、私この間ワンワン物語見たの。あるじゃん、ディズニーの。で、のちっちゃい時見たから、なんか言葉が分かってなかったのね。なんかお話は絵を見て分かるけど、なんかダイアログを聞いてなかったの。そしたらね、主人公のレイリーってワンちゃんいるじゃん、がなんか飼い主のカップルがいるんだけど、その二人がお互いのことを、まあ、男の人が奥さんをダーリンって呼んでて、奥さんが旦那さんのことをジムディアって呼んでんのね。
ジムディア？
Yeah, Jim Dear. Do you want this? みたいな。
Jim Dear?
Yeah, it's from 1950s or something,、okay. 40s, 50s. で、そしたらそのレイリーって主役の犬がジムディアとダーリンっていう名前だと勘違いしてるっていう設定なの。 Do you know what I mean?So like when she refers to them to other dogs and stuff, she's calling them Jim Deer and Darlin. 超可愛くない？なんか大人になって見てみて初めて気づいたの。
Right.
なんか結構あるよね、そういうのない？ディズニーとか、なんかちっちゃい時見てたものを大人になってちゃんと言葉を聞いてみたら、あ、こんな話だったんだみたいなとか、こんな設定だったのかみたいな。
Yeah.
それが最近そう。
It's interesting to revisit things like that.
そうなの。
Like places too.
Yeah.
Like I went several years ago, I went back to this house that I kind of grew up in the US.
Ah, okay.
And it was totally different from how I remembered it. It was like, because when you're small, you remember things a certain way, like this, the counter is like,
super huge
at the height of my head.
まあ、そうか、そうだよね。
And like the proportions are completely different.
Yeah.
And so to go back and just see, like we were talking about triggers for memory, there's just like this flood of memories that come back. And when you revisit some place that you were at many, many years ago or were at as a child.
But then you see like different things now, right?You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You see it differently.
でしょ?
You understand things a bit differently.
そうなの。
It's kind of a weird... I don't know if it's good or bad, but I think it's a kind of enriching experience
to do
strange.
Stuff like
that. It's pretty
strange. Like, especially with something like Wanwan Monogatari, which I was watching when I was like, what, two? You know, so after 20-something years, discovering something new off of this thing that I've already seen like hundreds of times, なんか、しかもちっちゃい時の記憶だから、なんか全部分かってるつもりでいるわけじゃん。 なのになんかそんな根本的な設定を知らなかったみたいな。
Yeah.
It's, it feels trippy. It feels pretty strange. Like, wow. で、レディの声がしかも意外とエロい。
It's like you're on a drug or something. Because it changes, it's your perspective is completely changed, but it's the same experience.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah.
same movie or the same
it hasn't changed.
Book or whatever. It hasn't really changed, but your perspective is different.
Yeah. そうなの。
And that allows you to see things in a different way or understand things in a different way.
Yeah. そうなの。だからちょっとおすすめ。
うん。
All right. 終わり。
Yep. 以上です。
Bye.
Bye.